Hello and welcome to Witchy Woman Podcast. I am your host, Danae Sweet, and this is episode 29. Today, I have a really awesome interview with Brandi Burrow. She is an psychic medium and intuitive. She is an astrologer, an amazing, amazing soul. We have a really fun conversation. We talk about astrology and her life as a psychic medium and what she does and how that has changed her life. So I hope you really enjoy the episode. But first, I want to talk about a couple things that have been going on here. I don't know about any of you, but the Lionsgate portal, which officially I think opened up July 26th and it ran through the 12th, so yesterday, and it was at its highest on August 8th, so 8-8 was like the peak of this thing. I don't know about you guys, but it really affected me. I felt, how do I explain it? Some days I felt so open and like vibrating so high that I almost was dizzy. I had a hard time grounding. I got out all my grounding stones and was like wearing them and sleeping with them. They're in my pillowcase, just trying to feel somewhat normal through this process. I felt like my dreams were really, really, I did a lot of dream work, I think. I worked through a lot of different personal things. My dreams ended up being very prophetic during this period of time. I felt like I finally was able to, I was able to stand up and say things that I needed to say to certain people. I felt like I grew a little better backbone, for the lack of better words, during this period of time. It was, I don't know, just really transformative. I felt like every time I turned around, something changed, which was kind of a hectic time, but I kept thinking that it had to be for the good, for the better. It was something that my spiritual self needed to go through in order to get to this next phase in my life, which I feel has just been slowly turning the page, which can be kind of frustrating when I can see, like, I can see the other side of this stupid thing, and it feels like I can't get there fast enough, which is one of my lessons, patience. I tend to have no patience, so I feel like this has been a really great, great learning experience for me. I know a lot of my friends, a lot of clients were calling me about anxiety attacks, heightened awareness, so they were just aware of everything. So a lot of things triggered them or pissed them off. I think we all experienced this Lionsgate portal a little bit different. I did a lot of manifestation work in the last week or so, trying to set my intentions for positive change, positive things to come into my life. I did some cleansing, cutting cords. I really tried to use the energy of this phase to better my life, my path, and the life of my family. So I hope that you guys had a good time handling it. I think it's been weird. Like, some of my friends didn't notice it very much. And then some people were like, holy crap, this feels like a shit show. But I felt like once Mercury went direct and we got Jupiter back, I really felt like things started to change more positively, I guess. The energy felt better. I'm not struggling to feel happy. I feel like I'm genuinely stepping into a happier version, a more joyful version of myself. And I think that's freaking awesome. I hope that some of you guys had the same kind of experience, that it really helped change you for change you for the positive. So anyway, I'm going to post a couple things about the Lionsgate portal in my show notes so that you guys can read about it. Some of the other stuff that's going on is my daughter starts her senior year of high school. I have such mixed feelings about it. She is my only child, and while I'm excited for her to like start her new chapter in her life, it really bums me out that every time we do something this year, it'll be the last time. You know what I mean? Like we went to her school physical. Like, that's the last school physical. And I will have the last first day of school this Thursday. And, you know, the last homecoming and prom. And it's just, it hadn't really hit me until a couple days ago. And I was talking to my husband and I'm like, oh, this year kind of sucks. I'm trying really hard not to make it a big deal, and I'm trying to embrace that she is heading on to the next phase in her life, and that's a good thing. Like, I raised a child this far, and she's fairly functioning, and so I don't know. So for all you moms out there with the lasts that I'm going to be going through, I feel you. So that's going on. What else? There's just been a lot of feelings of turning inward lately. Like, I don't have as much motivation to promote myself, to go out and get clients for my business. I know that's bad for a business person, but I felt very introverted lately. Like, I want to study and read and do self-development work. I want to paint and decorate my home. Things like that really have been something that my brain is keeps saying, that's what you should do instead of this. So it's been a struggle lately for me to promote. and that part of my business has kind of been by the wayside. I'm trying really hard not to, but I think I'm just tired. I feel like I'm pimping myself out when I advertise. And I know that's not it, but I'm like trying so hard to get clients so that, you know, I can have income from it and I can help people, because that's what I wanted to do with my private practice, is to go out and help people that want to be helped. And it's hard in this area. And I have a handful of very loyal, amazing clients, and getting new ones is becoming kind of difficult. And I realize everybody's busy in the summer and it makes it harder for me to do it, but I don't know, I felt like this extreme pull to focus on my spiritual practice, my beliefs, my book, those things. So I felt very torn as far as that goes. I don't know if any of you, I kind of talked about it in one of my videos, but I don't know if any of you have felt it, but I feel like it's like this big pull to do shadow work, and that usually doesn't happen to me until, I don't know, first or second week. No, actually, it's about the first of September, if I think about it. First of September, I really start feeling it. I usually dye my hair by then. I do this, like, transformation into fall Danae, where I dye my hair and I start wearing all my black clothes more often, and I get to pull out my combat boots, and, you know, I look sort of gothish. And that, to me, that's the real me, and that makes me really, really happy. And I've been feeling like doing that way earlier. Like today, we decided my daughter's gonna dye my hair, my fall color. So I'm kind of doing it early, and that's okay. But I just wanted to see, does this resonate with the rest of you? Are you feeling like this pull, not just like to go buy everything pumpkin spice, but to do the shadow work and to do the quiet things, I guess? Well, maybe it's just me. Who knows? Oh, another really cool thing. So I announced it in our Facebook page or on our Facebook page, but I have created, because I've been having a lot of problems with the way Patreon has been working. Patreon, by the way, is the page where supporters go to contribute, and then I give you content, exclusive content, and I've been having problems delivering that exclusive content because of the Patreon platform. So what I decided is, if you go to Patreon and you are a patron, so you can subscribe to any of the levels. I think I have three levels. Any of the levels will get you into a new secret Facebook group. And what I've done is created it, and it's called WW Coven. And once you sign up on the Patreon page, I will email you a password. And when you go and a link to join the group, you're going to click on that, and then it'll ask you for the password, and then you'll be approved then. And in that group, I thought we could do a lot more, because Facebook is a way more interactive platform. It's more reliable. We're going to do live videos. We're going to do all the 101 stuff. I'm going to go over crystals 101, herbs. We're going to do videos, interactive stuff where you can ask questions to me. I'm also going to do some rituals. So a Samhain ritual. We can maybe start doing some full moon and dark moon rituals. Things like that will be happening in this group. as well as card pulls. I'll start doing a weekly card pull, so you can get in on that. Maybe some live videos with where I can do some free readings every once in a while. I can't do those very often because those drain me like there's no tomorrow, depending on how many are in the group. But I thought we could treat that page as like our virtual coven. And so if you want to do that, go to patreon.com / witchy woman podcast. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. But anyway, that's how I'm going to get around crappy Patreon platform is give you guys a secret coven group. Okay, well, other than that, there's not been a whole lot new going on other than I just feel better. I feel fall is coming and this new phase in my life, whatever it is coming around the corner. I feel like each time I see a leaf die, I feel like I come closer to whatever this thing is, and I feel like it's good. So I'm excited for that. Okay, so enough babbling on my end. Let's get into that interview with Brandy Burrow. Cool. Okay, so I have some like kind of silly questions that I kind of use at the beginning of the interview just to have some fun. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how weird do you rate yourself?
Oh, gosh, 10. I'm really weird.
And I'm glad you can embrace it.
Can I go above 10?
Right, that's why I always say 11 plus.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep. Okay, worst retrograde, like Mercury retrograde incident that you can remember.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I can only pick one. So,
uh-oh.
Mercury retrograde always, like, just zaps me out. So, you know, I'm Gemini, so That's my ruling planet. So, yeah. It's always my car. It always hits my car. Something electronic always goes out and I just expect it at this point and go with the flow.
Oh, no.
It's always that.
Oh, no. And that's expensive when that happens. That's not like a tiny thing to go wrong.
Yes. Thankfully, this year I have a new car, so warranty covered it.
Oh, yay. Woohoo. More of a pain in the butt factor then.
Hilarious.
Oh, okay. So, mayo or Miracle Whip?
Oh, I don't like either. Oh my gosh. So I eat like I'm 5.
That's okay. So what do you use?
Pancakes. Yeah.
So what do you have on a sandwich? Like a ham and cheese sandwich. What would you put on it?
I would take the ham off because I'm vegetarian. So I would be left with cheese and bread.
It'd just be cheese. Well, whatever floats your boat, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. And if you could be any animal instead of being a human, what would it be?
A cat. I love cats. I love the mystery. I love their ego. I know we're supposed to have like a balanced ego, but they just pull it off so well.
They do.
And, you know, they just rule everything. They're awesome.
They do. They do. It's funny. I just did an episode this week about cats and kind of like magical history of them and why I love. I'm a crazy cat lady. I currently have 2 house cats and 5 kittens in my house right now. We bottle fed some and rescued some, so we have and that's on top of 2 chihuahuas and a pit bull. So,
oh wow,
our house is very busy right now. It's a good thing I don't have small children.
Whole house.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I have 2 cats and a dog, and it's enough to make me feel like I live on a farm. I love
right?
to people, right? It's work. It's you know,
like
you never dull
moment. For sure. So, okay. So I looked at your site and the way Rena introduced me to you is that you were an astrologer, but I went to your site and you're actually a psychic medium as well. So I loved asking how you realized you were a medium. Like what was the moment when you're like, holy crap, I can do this thing?
Yeah. And I explain it like more like a moment when all of a sudden everything started making sense. So,
right.
Yeah, I do a little of everything. I started with Reiki and doing healing crystals. And it's like one thing leads to another when you're into this stuff. And then, my mentor, she was offering a mediumship class. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really interested in this. I'd love to see if I can do this.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, as soon as I studied and opened up, it was just instant. And it explained you know, when I go into public, why I get dizzy, why my heart starts racing all of a sudden. It's because I'm picking up on spirit.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I realized, like, going back, I've had all these experiences and just didn't realize what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just wanted to use it.
Absolutely. That's so cool. So did you, so when you realized that this was going on and you were diving deeper into it, did you have any pushback from family or were they pretty supportive?
You know, pretty supportive. And I would say the ones that maybe just don't understand have kept quiet and not said anything. So I appreciate that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't had any conflict. I did have friends who, you know, all of a sudden went away or calling, stopped coming around. And, you know, that just happens. But I got to stay coming into who I really am and learning all this and doing it professionally. I have, like, a lot of new friends and a lot of new people in my life who are just, you know, more like-minded at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we always have people around at the time that we need. And I just kind of saw that adjust.
Absolutely. It's kind of how it went for me. Like, my my dad just calls me a counselor. I do not have I don't have a counseling degree. I don't have any kind of I don't, but that's what he calls me because
you're a natural.
That's
right?
Yeah, that exactly. I'm a spirit counselor. So he just calls when people are like, "What is she doing at this new place?" And she's like, he just said, "Oh, she's a counselor." That's I'm like, whatever. At least he's not actively,
I love it.
Yeah. Like, he makes sense of it in the way he can. And if that's his comfort zone, then that's fine.
Yeah. No, I think it's a compliment. I think it's fantastic.
True. I never thought about it like that. So I also was thought, like, how did you get from, I mean, for me, it's kind of once you start diving into this side of you, I think all the things keep flood to you that you need to learn about. Like, I too started out with Reiki and then it all just kind of piled on. How did astrology factor into your path?
Yeah, so 2 or 3 years ago, Saturn was in Sagittarius, and so that was opposing all my Gemini stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt difficult. The energies just felt heavy. It felt like I was constantly meeting challenges, obstacles, and like energy would just throw me one way or another. And so I was like, oh my goodness, what's happening? And then someone said, well, you know, Saturn's in Sagittarius. And that just piqued my brain. I was like, wait a minute. So I learned about Saturn. Saturn's discipline, it's limits, it's restriction. It's also like, you know, the planet that's going to get you on your path no matter how hard it has to work to do it.
Absolutely.
And so, it's tough, but, you know, it's a good thing. It's good that we have it. But
mm-hmm.
I just started learning about that, and, I mean, it just spiraled so fast from there. And, you know, fast forward 2.5 years, here I am. I'm actually a professional astrologer. I mean, I have just dived into the studying and putting it into practice.
I think that's so interesting. I've tried, and then my, like, little flitty squirrel mind just goes, oh, now something else, and I'll start learning something else. So I will learn little bits, and then I go something else, and then I come back. So I would love to be able just to take some time and learn a lot more about it. I know the basics, and that's about it.
it's fascinating. And my favorite thing to do is I have a long drive to my day job in the mornings,
mm-hmm.
and I put on YouTube and listen to videos of astrology charts being interpreted. Just, you know, everyone has different interpretations.
Fun. Yeah.
You just pick up so much, and it just, that's just the way I keep the information coming in.
I think it's neat. I think it's super cool. It's interesting that you say 2 years. So 2 years ago for me, I call it the beginning of the shit show. For me, like, that's about right. When it all started for me too. I'm a Gemini, and I think everything that I thought was true 2 years ago probably isn't now, or at least I am more aware of the myself and my path. It definitely steered me like a hard right one way instead of where I thought I was going. I am looking forward to whatever this next cycle, starting today, tomorrow, whatever. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for some I'm ready for no more challenges, or at least give me a week off. That would be great.
Yeah, a little vacation. I totally get it. Yeah, fellow Gemini here. I know exactly the time period you're talking about, and it's been amazing, though. I do look back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where I'm at now compared to 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Completely, you know, huge change. And so, you know, I'm glad I'm landing where I'm at.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to go through it, but it's always, you know, a little struggle getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I, my husband's getting to the point where if I'm having a hard time, he'll ask me, is there something going on with the planets that I should know about?
I know, they listen.
He does. He's like, and today he's, you know, I never thought that my, you know, country ranch, like, husband would be excited about Mercury going direct. Like, he's so excited.
Yes, they pick up on it. They, you know, you keep saying it over and over. They finally realize what you're talking about. And
oh, yeah.
My son does the same thing. He'll come to me and he'll be like, is the moon in Aquarius or something? Because I feel like I'm in opposition. And I'm like, whoa, where did you get that?
Aww, that's awesome. That is so cool. So how do you use astrology? So for the listeners out there that are very new to it, how would somebody go about beginning to use astrology to better their life?
So I always recommend pull your own birth chart. So, you know, there's so many sites online that you can do a free chart from. Just get your birth date, where you're born. If you know the time you were born, oh my gosh, that's fantastic. You get lots of details.
Oh, yeah.
Just pull your own chart. And I mean, we have the internet. You know, you can find anything on the internet. You know, start with the sun. Sun in Gemini. Look that up. You know, start feeling those zodiac energies. And then go to each planet. Look up what planet does what, then look it up in the sign, and then if you know what house it's in, do that self-study.
Oh, yeah.
You know yourself more than anyone, so that chart will make sense, and then you use your friends and family, and then, you know, you do your favorite rock star. You know, you just do that. It just starts absorbing, and you pick up on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. What do you think, so I've done my due diligence and I've researched my chart, and you get a new client, like, I want to ask this about the medium part of what you do and also the astrology. What is the most common asked question to start out with for an astrology client? What do you hear the most?
You know, for astrology, they are like, why do I constantly have this challenge in my life? And they might need something specific. It might be relationships. It might be money. It might be, and it's also, am I ever going to be in a career that I enjoy? Career is a big one.
Is it?
So it's usually that life stuff that's not quite fitting for them.
Mm-hmm. Like they can't see the answer, so they need a little bit of help, a little guidance,
a little direction. Mm-hmm. And then you can pull in transits. Transits are where the planets are currently at in the sky.
Right.
And see where it's hitting their chart. And that's where you can get them direction, some encouragement. Like, oh, hey, you got some great things getting ready to come your way. This is a great time to look for a new job. Or maybe relationships are coming in. Oh. And, I mean, that's just so helpful, just knowing there's some encouragement there.
Cool. So, I don't know how deep you want to go into this, but for people that have never done astrology, I thought it'd be kind of cool to explain to them. So, like, your sun sign is, what is that? How does that, so I'm a Gemini. What does that mean? And then my moon sign is a Libra, and I'm a Scorpio rising or ascendant. So how would that, what are those three base? Because I see those the most online when people are talking about your signs. So I thought it'd be cool just to tell or explain to our listeners what those actually are, what they mean for you.
Absolutely. So those three things actually make up the most of us. All the planets are important in our chart, but those three things are huge. If you can learn the sun, moon, and ascendant, or it's also called the rising sign in someone, it will give you just a better understanding of how they operate. So your sun sign, that's what most of us relate to. And they say, oh, I'm a Leo, I'm a Scorpio. They're talking about their sun sign. It's the day you were born. And where, you know, it's like if you're going to look up your horoscope in the newspaper, that's your sun sign you're looking up. So, and that is our character. I always call that our outside self. That's the part we're showing everybody. Your moon sign, I go opposite. I call that the inside us. That's how we're feeling on the inside. That's the subconscious. That's our emotional response. So you having a Libra moon, I can tell you right now, you'd probably love to be around friends. You need socializing from time to time. You're just, it's a harmonious energy and loves to be around people. It loves balance. It's the peacekeepers and mediators. See, that's why you're that natural counselor. You got that Moon
yep.
and Libra. And that Gemini sun makes you very outgoing, so it's easy to talk to people.
Yep, it does.
Gemini's very communicative. Yeah.
Yep, I think that's partly what helps me do a podcast. Is that I can, I can put myself out there and be outgoing and vulnerable at the same time. And I do love communicating with people. That's like, you know, anybody that knows me very well knows that I could talk for hours. So,
I know. And you know, the funny thing about Gemini is they can be completely shy and still do this kind of thing. Get on podcasts. Get
absolutely.
On the radio.
Yep. I think. Completely. And so sun sign is who you are to everybody else. The moon sign is who we are to ourselves. This is who I feel like I am.
To ourselves and emotionally.
Oh, and emotionally. And then what is the rising?
So that rising sign, when we are born, it's going to be the zodiac sign that's in the sky to the eastern horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And so the most eastern horizon, that's the sign coming up. That's our rising. And I call that like our mask. We don't see that about ourselves, but everybody else can see it.
Right.
So your Scorpio rising, some people can feel that, you know, when they meet you, their first impression is, oh, she's really passionate. She has an intensity and loves what she does. It's just a very strong energy.
Yep.
But you may not necessarily see that. So when people will come up and say, oh, when I first met you, I thought you were like this, but now I see you're this.
Right.
They're talking about that rising sign.
I get a lot, and I don't see it of me at all, but I get, you're kind of intimidating, or you're a little over the top. You're a little much.
Rising.
Yeah, and I don't see that about myself, but I have heard that even from my daughter. Like, Mom, you're kind of intimidating to people. Like, really?
That's funny. That's that rising sign at work. And I get the same thing. I'm Taurus rising.
Okay.
People think I'm all warm, fuzzy, and loving, and then like they get to meet me, and my moon's in Gemini, so then they're like, oh, you're kind of emotionally dry.
Like,
I'm glad I have that Taurus working for me.
There you go. I think it's really cool if all of us could learn those three things. I know I've dove into them a little bit when I was doing some shadow work, kind of learning more about myself and the things I don't want to talk about or face, you know. And I started by just looking up those three things. I was needed some like a place to jump off of, and I started looking into the crappy traits of, or not the crappy, but the less evolved traits of those signs and those placements, and it really started pointing some things out in my life that I was not aware of that I was doing or feeling or believing. So
right, it kind of, you know, and part of that too, it kind of takes the pressure off yourself. Yeah, there's something that we want to work on.
Yeah.
But then again, in our traits, we can say, well, you know, I just have the tendency to be this way, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to work on it, but it's okay to also be who I am. And so we're not restricted by our birth chart
right.
to show that natural tendency we have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think it helps us forgive ourselves a little bit for who we are.
I think
it's okay that I'm like this.
Yep, absolutely. It gives me something to go, okay, well, I am innately like this. I'm aware of it. So I'm aware of it, it's a lot easier for me to not react in that negative way that I'm kind of wanting to. I can kind of catch myself. So I can be very type A controlling and overbearing. And I don't know if that's maybe the Scorpio side, but I can be that way in public, like in a group situation. I'm the oldest child, so that probably has a lot to do with it as well. But I can be very, okay, this is how we're going to do it, and this is my way. And I've realized I need to not do that so much. That's rude.
Well, I wouldn't even say not do it, you know, like being aware of it, but like, gosh, that's powerful though, you know? That's a good energy to have, so it's all about balance.
It is, and I'm learning that very slowly. I think the last 60 days for me, I felt like June 1st for me was like a switch, and I went through 60 days detox pretty much of anything in my life that I had not faced up to now. I think I've had to. I've let go of things. I've released things no longer serving me because it's been just shoved in my face very, very front and center. I don't know what in the last 60 days to you as an astrologist, what was going on from like June 1st to now, to August 1st? What do you think?
So, oh, absolutely, I can pinpoint it. It's the eclipses. So mm-hmm. we had, eclipses always come in pairs. We had the solar eclipse July 2nd. 2 weeks later, we have the lunar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're feeling that energy about a month prior, mm-hmm. and then it's really strong a month after, and then it kind of wanes, but you're going to feel it for the next 6 months from those eclipses.
Oh, yeah.
And this time around, these were in Cancer and Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was feeling it. It's about releasing a lot of family programming.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the inner child work, like you said, what no longer works for you. And it was really making it, like making everyone aware of it. It's kind of like in your face and you can't ignore it anymore.
Absolutely. I'm ready for, I've tried very hard because I do not want to relearn any of these lessons. I want to be done with them. So I've tried very hard. Anytime I felt like something was, you know, being, the universe was showing me something, you know, more than once, I definitely looked at it a lot harder. And, you know, I journal and I meditate and I, you know, ask spirit for guidance. And I've done a lot of cord cutting in the last 60 days, just letting things go.
And that's the best thing to do, is to not work against that energy.
Yep.
And it's hard, it's difficult, but yeah, it's the best thing to do is go with it and go exactly where it's showing you to go.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So when you do mediumship readings, do you are the same questions that you're asked as an astrologer pretty much the same as when somebody goes into a mediumship reading?
So, most of my mediumship readings, people are coming to speak with their deceased loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny. A lot of people, they will just simply sit down and say, I want to connect to whoever's around me. And so, I'm just there. A lot of times, I'm not asking a whole lot of questions. They're just mm-hmm. letting me give the information.
Oh, cool.
And so, a lot of times, and the great thing about spirit, they already know what we need to hear.
Oh, yeah.
They know what someone's wondering, what they want to ask. So, a lot of times it just comes out naturally.
Mm-hmm.
People mainly just want closure. They miss their loved ones. They just want to know they're still around. And it's just about getting that experience. Some people, they don't get to say goodbye.
Oh, no.
You know, maybe the relationship was strained. They didn't get to say what they needed to say, and this gives them the chance to do so.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm curious. So, I'm a medium. I call myself an intuitive medium just because, I don't know, people, if you use around here, if you use the word psychic, they automatically just want to, you know, you're Miss Cleo. So I call myself an intuitive medium. But when I do a reading, it can either be spirit led. For the most part, it's spirit led. But then loved ones do come forth. So I have some clients that do not want to talk to the deceased. They want spirit guidance. So they want any messages from spirit. Do you get it? How does that work for you? Can you do both?
Absolutely. And so the people who are like, and I always can spot it right off when it's going to shift this way, because people are like, well, I don't really have any loved ones in spirit yet.
Yep.
Most of the time they're young. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'll start just telling them things about themselves, and I realize, oh, I'm connecting with a guide.
Yeah, so exactly.
And it turns real quickly. Yeah, and if they're just getting direction, and a lot of times those guides will talk about things that they did recently, and so they're given evidence
mm-hmm.
that they are around them and they do see what's going on. And yeah, I get that the spirits who are past, you know, that used to be living, I get them the most. But every now and then I do get some readings where spirit guides are talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So how do you communicate? So the first, it started out with a lot of signs and symbols. And now if it's a rushed reading, if it's one of them, I go to a lot of those fairs and stuff and it's 15 minutes. And I feel like I need to shove out as much information in 15 minutes as I can. So it like switches gears to more like claircognizance. How does it work for you? Do you see things or do you hear it?
I see things, mostly in my advice, so I'm clairvoyant,
mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm getting my picture of spirit. They are showing, it's almost like I'm thinking about looking at a photograph.
Oh, cool.
I can see it inside my mind, mm-hmm. see what they look like. They give me lots of signs and symbols that way. They will even write out things in my mind, like I'm watching someone write or mm-hmm. type something.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm clairaudient, so I can hear them as well. It doesn't sound like a physical voice. It's more like if you're recalling a conversation when you hear someone's voice that way.
Yeah.
That's how I hear them. And then I also do the clairsentience where I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot of feeling. But, you know, my Gemini mind is so clinical. I tried to stay with clairvoyance, and then when I fall out, I realize I'm supposed to shift gears.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been my thing about letting all those things change up smoothly and using them all at once.
Oh, that's cool. That is very cool. I think I struggle with that as well. I want a picture because to me that's clearer. That's less open to interpretation for me. And I don't have to trust it. I don't have to trust a picture as much as I do an emotional feeling, or the claircognizance for me was really hard to just let go and let that flow, because it's just coming at me and there's no picture or audio. There's nothing. So I struggle with that the most until I let go. It takes me about 2 or 3 readings at one of those places like that. And then it just flows really nicely. But I don't know if it's, like you said, maybe it's my Gemini mind that's like, no, that's not how it goes. You're supposed to see it.
I worked with a medium and he was a wonderful mentor. And he was always like, Brandy, you have more than one way of communicating. Give
right.
I was trying to get pictures. It would drive them nuts. But I exactly know what you mean.
Yep.
After a few readings warming up, it starts to work a lot more smoothly.
Absolutely. What is the coolest thing or the most significant change you've seen in somebody that you gave? We'll talk about both. We'll talk, like, if you have a client that you keep in touch with, as far as mediumship, what is one that you can think of that was significant that helped change their life without giving their names?
I haven't found the answer yet, but for some reason I get a lot of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the spirit I'm connecting with have died by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a client, some people have grown up with religion and just certain programming,
mm-hmm.
and they have these views about suicide that, you know, your loved one may not be in heaven, or, they're being condemned, and all these kind of things.
Yep.
And so when I show them, without even knowing, so I don't know this client's religious,
she
comes in, and I can just say, wow, your brother is showing me he's with God, because I have a very specific symbol for that. And he's saying, I'm with God. And I don't get that with every spirit. So when they say that, I know there's some importance, and I'm like, okay, this person's religious.
Mm-hmm.
And just them knowing that they're safe and in God's arms
changed
their life. And they were able to get that closure. They were able to relax just a little bit more. They're always going to grieve, but it at least gave them some peace knowing
mm-hmm.
their loved one is okay.
Absolutely. I think that's special. I think that's why there needs to be people like you out there, because where else would they go to? I've had a couple different clients come with deceased that did, die by suicide. And they're the same way. They were absolutely terrified that they were going to pass away someday and never see their child or loved one or whatever again. And giving them that hope is priceless. Like, you can see the change on their face and their energy when they leave the room. It's life changing for them. So I think
it's so rewarding to just know you can help. And these people, when they believe this way, they're already taking a risk coming to you. They're already maybe violating part of the belief by even coming to us. And it's just so good to see the reward that they realized it was okay and,
mm-hmm.
and were able to take something really positive from it.
I think so too. I think that's, and I always try to remember to thank them for even coming, because that is a big step for a lot of people. I never feared, even when I didn't realize exactly what I was doing, I never feared this type of work, but the longer I do it, the more people I meet, they are afraid of it. I have a couple clients that were terrified. They wanted it done so badly, but they were so afraid of religious constraints and, programming from organized religion and whatever, that they were going to do something to send them to hell for talking to me. And so doing that, I just try to remember to, express my gratitude for coming and seeing me in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad they do. I'm just so glad they take that chance and do it. And it kind of puts some normalcy to us as well, because they'll come visit us and be like, oh, they just seem like a regular person.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Yes, I'm normal. I mean, for the most part. I'm not. I'm just like anybody else. Like, so I do appreciate that. And then the more people like you are out there that do this, the more normal, whatever that is, it'll be that right. it'll maybe be a little more, it'll be something that people do to help grieve instead of, you know, they think of it right now. I think because of TV and everything, it's entertainment, I think, is what a lot of people think of it, and it's not. And I get bent out of shape. I know I should not, but I catch myself because I will have clients come in and I'll say, okay, well, what are you here for? And the first thing is, what can you tell me about myself? And I realize that, oh, they're here for entertainment. It doesn't end that way. Spirit always has something to say to them, but,
right.
But it always starts out that way. And I have to catch myself and go, okay, this is the person walked into my office for a reason. They might think I'm an entertainment source. However, you know, this is my chance to change their mind.
Right. And then you blow them away when you tell them something and they're like, oh, and sometimes it gets serious real fast.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Yep.
But no, I totally know what you mean. We do get that from time to time. It's mm-hmm. like, so how's it going? What do we need to look at today? And they're like, well, you tell me. And it's like, okay, here we go.
Yes, I call it, I always tell my husband, it's the people that want me to dance like a monkey. Like, dance, monkey, dance! That's what I feel like. Like, no! So, yes.
They're coming, they're like, entertain me, I get it.
Yes, and I get it, and I try to remember that everybody that walks through the door is meant to, for some reason. Whether it's for me or for them, it's meant to be, so.
Absolutely.
I try to keep that in mind. So, astrology. Let's talk about the life changes that you can see from getting an astrology reading or learning more about your chart. Like, what clients, if you have a client or two that you can think of that has came and it really did help them change their life, how did it change them?
So, you know, I have a few examples. So, a lot of it's kind of like what I already said, like, just how helping them understand they mm-hmm. are who they are.
Right.
You know, everyone thinks, oh, something's wrong with me because I do this, or, you know. And it's like, just give them that understanding. This is who you are. It's okay to work with it, but don't beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. You came in with this energy for a reason. Mm-hmm. I did have a client, and it was just so sad. I was looking at her chart, and I was going over the transit of how the planets were currently hitting her chart, and I said, you know, these next few months, health might be an issue.
Yeah.
So just be patient, you know, take care of yourself the best you can. And we had actually left off on that part of the reading.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was so sad. I found out 5 months later she had passed away. She found out right after that she had terminal cancer.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you know, that kind of hit me, but I was like, I hope, and you know, there's, like you said, everything's everything. Something gets brought up for a reason.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helped her understand that, you know, maybe, okay, I understand now why I need to take care of myself, and just maybe gave her some guidance. But, you know, in relationships, that's another area that can help people. You can say, well, you have Saturn squared to Venus. This makes relationships difficult for you. And it just gives them that understanding. They don't think it's all them. They realize that they came into this life to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And career is the same way. I got two or three stories I want to say here. So, career, you can look at the midheaven and you can say, you know, this is the area you're supposed to be working in law or law enforcement. That's a really good natural thing. And you'll find people are doing something completely opposite. And then it explains why it's not working smoothly or why they're not happy in their job. Another example with the moon, I had a client come to me, his moon is in Cancer. For people whose moon is in Cancer, their mother is very important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a situation where he couldn't talk to his mom because he was given guidance not to from other people. And it was just working against him, and he was just struggling with it. And so I said, you know, and I didn't even know this. It was the backstory. But I'm like, your moon, you know, you need a relationship with your mom. That's so important. And so after he realized that, and then he understood why it was such a struggle to not have her around, he went and reunited with her, and it's doing a lot better. So those are some examples where you can just show that natural energy, and it's tailor-made. It's like, this is what works for you. It may not work for other people, but it works for you, and this is a direction that works well for you.
Oh, that's awesome. Those are good examples. Like, I never thought of, and I'm guilty of the entertainment value. So when I first started doing, you know, looking into this sort of thing, which would have been, I don't know, oh, probably 3 years ago-ish, maybe it's probably more like two, is when I really started deciding, okay, I want to learn more about my chart. And it was more of like entertainment value. I was like, okay,
yeah,
it's just entertainment. And then once I start looking and I realized the value of it, it did help change certain ways I thought about myself. It brought awareness, I guess. I think awareness is, it's priceless. If you're aware of something, you can either accept it or not, or change it or whatever. But for me, I need that awareness to feel like I have control over it.
Awareness is huge. It's the first step. That's what I always say. Awareness is the first step. Just knowing it's there.
Oh, yeah.
It just gives you a great head start.
Yep. So I wanted to, since you're an astrologist, so tonight is the black moon, and then Mercury is done with its BS for a little bit. And then what do we have to look forward to from now? What's like the next 30 to 60 days look like?
Yeah, so tonight Mercury goes direct. Oh my gosh, we're all having like a big sigh of relief. This is a tough Mercury retrograde because Mercury started in Leo, and then it appears to go backwards in the sky, and yes, it ends up in Cancer again. And Cancer is what we call like Mercury's detriment. It's not the best zodiac sign for Mercury to work in. So
No. People
are really feeling it. So we have that going direct. We do have like a 3-week shadow period of Mercury retrograde, meaning you can still feel a little bit of that energy the next 3 weeks, but it's really light compared to what we've been doing. So I wouldn't even worry about that. Celebrate.
Right.
Depending what time zone you're in, 10:58 tonight, do a little dance. Mercury direct. Exactly. We're also new moon today.
Yes.
So moon and sun and Leo, it's a time to manifest. We got this in a fire sign. This is a great energy. Start thinking about what you want to do for the next month. What do you want to accomplish? It's not the time to actually do the action, but it's time to start thinking about it and manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so think about that for the next month. What do we want? And then, you know, we do have some other planets in retrograde that we're still going to deal with for a little bit.
Right.
Jupiter's been in retrograde. Now, August the 12th, it goes direct.
Okay.
So that'll feel better. We love Jupiter. Jupiter's our friend, and we
yes.
want it working the way it's supposed to.
Uh-huh.
So, we got that coming up. And then we have Saturn retrograde, Neptune and Pluto retrograde. And anyone who may have heard, you've probably heard about this, even if you're not astrologers, Saturn and Pluto are practically on top of each other in the sky. They're what we call conjunct. So they're working together in Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are feeling that. So just be flexible there. It's hammering out some hard details for us. But,
perfect.
Let's just celebrate the positives. Mercury and Jupiter go direct over the next 30 to 60 days. So.
That's perfect. I could use some direct energy. Some of that nice Leo, energy sounds fantastic. I'm ready to, like I said, I have never in my adult life realized how much my life moves with the planets. And it's kind of cool to realize, like, even if I wasn't watching what's happening in the sky or reading Facebook posts or looking things up, you can still feel that cycle, like, oh, well, I have too much crap and stuff to deal with. And then, oh, I'm rebounding and things are getting good. And I've learned to move with it. Sucks if you try to move against it. And I think that's the biggest lesson that I have learned with learning about astrology, is that if I just go with it, if I'm aware, like I said, aware of what's going on and move with it, I feel like my life is
exactly.
a little bit easier. Even if it is a really shitty time that I'm going through, it's easier to do, just move with it than to balk it.
Absolutely. Go with the flow. Go where the energy is taking you. If you resist it, I swear the energy fights back even harder. So
it does.
That's just best to go with it.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to have some manifestation goals this month and do some great things. I feel like I feel good. I woke up this morning and I was like, it was Christmas for me, like planetary Christmas. I woke up, I'm like, woohoo. Like, it felt so good to know Mercury's done. We're getting Jupiter back. You know, I'm ready for love and play and fun.
Exactly. So, it's all coming together.
Yes, yes. So, like, one of my friends was talking about that. Be like, oh, it felt so good this morning waking up. I'm like, damn, Skippy. Like, I
felt it too.
It's good.
Yeah, and that new moon is helping as well.
Oh, like, yes.
Oh, it's all fresh.
The new moon for me, I know a lot of people are like, oh, full moons is when I feel the best. I feel the most powerful and the most confident. For me, it's new moons. A dark moon for me makes me feel the best. I don't know why, but it just does. So this
is. Yeah, and I was born on a new moon, so I guess it just feels more natural.
Probably.
People either love the new moon and don't like the full moon as much, or vice versa. They tend to have one that works better for them.
Yep, I'm a new moon girl.
Hey, I love the manifest. I'll take it.
Right. Well, how can people get a hold of you? How can people get, and do you do distance sessions for all, like, with a mediumship? Can people call you or have some kind of long distance thing?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to be local to me for any of my services.
Perfect.
I do mediumship over the phone. I can do Skype. I've even done photo reading. Some people are still a little uncomfortable. And they're like, here's a photo. They'll email it to me and say, will you just tell me what you get from it? And so, however I can accommodate you, find me online at www.brandyburrowpsychicmedium.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on Facebook. Find me there. And definitely can work out an in-person or phone session if you're not local. Either way, we'll take care of you.
That is awesome. I will make sure that I have all your information in the show notes, and I'll post it in our groups on the Facebook page when this episode comes out. That way they can see your page and go directly to it if they want to.
Yeah, thank you. And friend me. I love being in touch with everybody.
Definitely, definitely will. Okay, so I have one more question, and this one was brought up because we have somebody missing. There's a young man from kind of our area-ish, and he's been missing since, like, July 6th. And I've noticed that a handful of people in the area that I've never, you know, I didn't know that they thought themselves a medium. They have stepped forward and tried to help the police or give the family a direction to go search. How do you feel about when mediums do that?
I think it's super helpful. The first thing that comes into my mind, my favorite area of astrology is criminal astrology.
So yeah.
For instance, that man, if we could look up the last day he was seen, if someone has a time he's last seen, a time when a 911 call is made, if there's a time he's been on video, that astrology will tell a story. We'll pull a chart
that
and can give information. And, I mean, and you can even locate where they're at based on certain degrees in the chart.
That's
and
amazing.
It's like a helpful tool. I wish police, some police who are open to it, and some who, of course, can't use it. It's not evidence, but it's so helpful. So I feel like, you know, whatever tools we have to help.
Just use it.
You know, as long as mediums aren't approaching that family and trying to make a sale off of it, that's where
absolutely.
You know, kind of goes to a different area.
Yep.
But if you're just there to volunteer information and to help,
right.
I think it's fantastic.
And that's where it's funny, like, it's totally split down the line. I see these posts and people are sharing them, and there's some mediums that are sharing their thoughts and their information, and some people are super appreciative, and then there's some people who are just really irritated that they wanted to help in the first place. They call, you know, I don't know if it's because they don't understand the gift or what's happening, but they're really, really upset. So that's why I asked. It was kind of a hot topic in our area, which is strange because I live in the middle of freaking nowhere where, you know, I am the weirdest person around. So to see this happen and other people start to step forward and say, hey, I have some information I'd like to share, I thought it was kind of cool to hear your take on it. I would love to know more about the forensic or the police work, that kind of stuff that is possible with astrology. I had no idea that you could do that kind of stuff too. So that's pretty neat.
Absolutely. You can get a bunch of information. You can get information about the victim, about perpetrators, if anyone's involved.
Wow.
Location, some of the story. This is very helpful.
That is so cool. Wow. Well, I've taken up quite a bit of your time, but
I've enjoyed every second of it. It's been
good.
So much fun. It's flown by.
Yeah, I know. I'm like looking at my recording thing, and it's like 43 minutes. I'm like, oh my God.
We're Gemini. We can keep it going for hours.
Oh my God, yes. Well, thank you so, so much for doing this for me and for the listeners. They're going to absolutely love getting to know you, and I really hope that someone that really needs your help will get a hold of you. I feel like this is definitely meant to be. Somebody out there is definitely meant to talk to you. So.
Oh, I would love it. Definitely. Would love it. Reach out, please. I'd love to talk to everybody.
Definitely. All right. I want to thank Brandy again for the interview. It was a freaking blast talking to you, and I feel like I've made a very amazing connection with her, and I just want to say thank you. Anyway, you can get a hold of her at, you can go to Facebook and go to Brandy Burrow Psychic Medium, and you can also go to her website, www.brandyburrowpsychicmedium.com. I'm going to have all of that in the comments so that you can get a hold of her and experience the magic that she has to offer. You can also get a hold of me at our Facebook page, Witchy Woman Podcast. We have a closed group, so if you have not come out of the broom closet yet, you can join our group, and that's where we talk about episodes. We post fun witchy memes. We answer questions that you might have about your path. It's a really fun group and some amazing members in there, and that is the Witchy Woman Friends group. So just search Witchy Woman Friends and click to join. You can also get a hold of me on Twitter. That's Danae_sweet_. I do post a little bit on there, but it's kind of a weird platform that I'm trying. I also am on Instagram at Witchy Woman Podcast. You can get me also by email, Danae@danaesweet.com. And for all of your witchy wares and crystal needs, you can go to sagestoneandcandle.com. That's where all my stuff is. I've been posting more stuff as I can find it after I unpack it from moving the store. Now that I have plugged all of my stuff, I'm going to bid you adieu. And I want to apologize for any noise, weird noises you may have heard. My husband is mowing the lawn. Bless his soul. But it's kind of loud. And I didn't even notice it. And then I was editing it and heard some of it in the background. And I thought, well, shit. Oh, well. I guess it is what it is. I have a life, and I'm not a professional. I'm definitely not a professional podcaster. I'm doing this at my kitchen table with my dogs barking in the background. My husband's mowing the lawn. Trains are going by, and oh, I had a cat earlier walk all over my laptop and mess stuff up, so I'm a hot mess, and that's okay. So anyway, okay, as always, stay witchy. Bye.